Would you like your life to shine with a real radiance for Christ, but you're not just sure how to go about it? If that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to have a life that shines for the Savior. One summer, my son Randy and I were spending a month together in connection with a training program in one of the local churches of Honolulu. We were doing Bible study together, and one night we came across the question, how should we appear in the world? The answer was given in Philippians 2:15, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Now I've thought a lot about that, and can see that we have a problem. We have no light within ourselves, that we naturally shine in a darkened world. The only way we can shine is to reflect the light of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Shortly after I got out of the Marine Corps, following World War II, I got a job as a depot agent for the Chicago Great Western Railroad. One of the jobs of the depot agent in those days was to receive train orders over the telegraph wire and then pass these orders along to trains as they went by the station. One means of doing this was by tying the order to a long forked stick and holding it up so that the engineer in front and the conductor in the back could put their arm through the fork of the stick and catch the string. It was a good method. It worked very well. Except at night. At night, the engineer would miss the order because he couldn't see the fork in the stick. Then he would have to stop the train and back it all the way up to the station and take the order. And of course he was furious because I hadn't held the stick right in the right place. After a while, someone came up with a bright idea of fixing the thing so that it would shine in the dark. It was a great idea and a tremendous help. So all you had to do was hold the fork stick up to the light for a few seconds and then go outside and it would shine. There's one problem, however. Occasionally, I would be busy with something else, hear the train coming, fix the signals for him to go through town, grab the stick, and forget to hold it up to the light. The thing did not shine, and sometimes he would miss it. As I thought about that, I could see that this has been the way that many of my day has gone on various occasions. I get up in the morning, get busy, the phone begins to ring, I grab a quick breakfast, and I'm off to a day full of activity. And I found that if I keep that sort of thing up for a long time, I do not do much shining in this world. What I need to do is to make certain that I have a regular time with the Lord just to bask in His presence, spend time in His Word, and let Him speak to my heart, and then to spend time in prayer to share my heart with Him. I need this time because I have no light of my own. I must reflect the light of Jesus Christ, and I can't do that unless I am frequently in His presence, the light of the world. We all need this. May God bless you as you let your light shine for Him.